Zavim chapter 4, Mishnah 4, Zav Shehaya Mutal al Chamish Safsalim. If the Zav is lying on five benches, or al Chamesh Pundios, or five money bags, so he's lying across, let's say a table's like this, there were five tables, and he's lying across them. So it has to be that whatever he's lying on, in order for him to transmit his impurity to it, because he's lying on it or sitting on it, it has to bear the majority of his weight. So what if he's lying across a whole lot of them? The arkan, so if he's lying across their breadth, tmein, lying across their length. He's lying lengthwise, so he's lying this way. So then it's supporting his whole weight, and then it will be midras impure, because the one thing is supporting his whole weight. La rachban, but if he's lying across all five of them, across their width, so in that case, tohorin, they will remain pure from midras impurity, because not one single one of them is carrying his whole weight. They're all carrying his weight. They'll still be impure because he's touching them, but that'll only be a rishon impurity. It won't be an avhatuma impurity, which it would be if it's carrying his weight. Yashan, if he sleeps over there, and safek shnis hapech alem, and he's in doubt if he turned around in the night, right? So did he just lie across their width in the night, or did he turn around and one of them would have carried his whole weight in the night? Taman, so we assume that they are impure. We assume that he moved around. Hayamutal al shisha kisos, if he lies on six chairs, sits on six chairs in such a way, shtei yadav al shnaim, that his two hands are on two chairs, shtei raglav al shnaim, his two legs are on two chairs, rosha al echad, his head is on one, and gufa al echad, and his body is on another. So he's lying across six chairs like that. Ein tama ele ze shetachas haguf, the one under his body, that's the one we say is carrying the majority of his weight, and therefore that one will be mishkav impure. Oymad al shnei kisos, if he is standing on two chairs. Rabbi Shimon oymer im rechoikin ze mize, if they're distant from one another, tahorin, then they are pure from midras, since neither of them will bear the greater part of his body. They'll both be bearing equal weight. So the important principle that comes out, that only if it's bearing the majority of his body weight does it become midras impure. And otherwise it will still be impure because he's touching it, but it won't be an avatuma midras impurity.